It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. There are lots of famous rabbits, Peter, Easter, Alice is White, Bugs, Roger, but another famous rabbit, Harvey, hasn't been seen on Broadway since 1970. It's more accurate to say, of course, that Harvey hasn't not been seen on Broadway in that time, since he's invisible even if he is 6 feet tall. Seen or unseen, though, he's back. Mary Chase's play first came to Broadway in 1944. James Stewart was among those who played the lead, Elwood P. Dowd, in the original production. He also played it in the movie in 1950 and again on Broadway in 1970. Elwood and Harvey are back in a Roundabout Theater Company production at Studio 54. This time, Elwood is played by Jim Parsons, who stars on TV's The Big Bang Theory. Charles, Harvey ran for more than 4 years on Broadway back in the 40s. Why only one revival since then?
Well, I think the movie with Jimmy Stewart became so popular and such a part of the culture that people were probably afraid to tackle the role. There's also the fact that this is one of those plays that quickly entered the, you know, school and amateur repertoire. I think many people are familiar with it, mainly through that, if they've done it in high school and played the rabbit, perhaps.
Sure, sure. Harvey, of course, is invisible. I wonder if theatergoers are going to be trying to see Jimmy Stewart on stage. How does Jim Parsons do in making that role his own?
Well, I hadn't seen the movie in quite a while, and I have to say I did not have indelible memories of it. And Jim Parsons, I thought, really did a wonderful job. I mean, you know, he has that quality of innocence that you absolutely need. You know, you can't really be winking at the audience. You have to make them completely believe that this man is fairly saintly. He's a very friendly fellow, aside from a little drinking. But also that he's interacting with an imaginary character on stage, and it's a very hard thing to do, and Parsons does it really wonderfully.
Who else among the cast is worth watching?
Well, it's really a terrific cast. You know, the play holds up in some ways as a comedy, better than, you know, anything more profound. And Jessica Hecht is really terrific. People probably know her from A View from the Bridge a couple years ago. She's done comedy before, but I've never seen her give a better comic performance. She plays Harvey's sister, who is, you know, of course, convinced that he's a little bit off and wants to have him locked up so she can continue her social life.
How does the play hold up all these years later as a work of dramatic literature, or is it a little musty?
Well, I went in thinking it was going to be quite musty, so I was pleasantly surprised. It's kind of hard to believe that this play beat The Glass Menagerie for the Pulitzer Prize. quite a phenomenal choice there. But as I say, the comedy really works well, and, you know, comedies of human eccentricity have, of course, become fairly commonplace. In the 1960s, you had a whole spate of movies telling us that the crazy people were really more sane than the rest of us. That idea, I think, has faded in our culture, so I think this revival sort of rejuvenates it in a way. I mean, it has a lot of charm.
Harvey can once again be not seen in the new Roundabout Theater Company production of the play, now on at Studio 54. Charles Isherwood will not be seen again, too, next week at this same time, taking us around Broadway here on WQXR.